On the show today, we have ChannelNet's very own Paula Tompkins and Weoki Federal Credit Union's Brent Taylor talking about the credit union's very successful digital member engagement campaign. Just really good stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have quite the case study for you. Right down below, so we have ChannelNet's very own Paula Tompkins. Paula, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. Thank you for asking. And then right next to me, we have Weoki Federal Credit Union's very own Brent Taylor. Brent, how are you today?
I am excellent, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks, guys, for taking time out of your busy schedules to chat with us here for a few minutes. We've got a really cool digital member engagement case study, and I'm going to start off with you, Paula, first. I mean, what did ChannelNet do for Weoki? Just to kick things off here, because you guys did some incredible work here, and both of you guys, it's obviously a two-way street here. So what did you guys do to kind of set the table here? And then, Brent, I'm going to come to you and, like, why did you guys need something like this? So, Paula, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, it's become increasingly important for credit unions to build relationships digitally with their members. And in the past, it was all done primarily through local relationships. People came to branches, etc. But as the world has evolved and digital has become ever increasingly more important, we now need to find new ways to reach out to our members, to communicate with them, to build a relationship with them, to identify needs that they have, and then react to those needs. And so that's the program that we worked very closely with Brent and his team to launch. It's now been over almost 2 years, or 2 years, isn't it, Brent?
Yes, ma'am.
And so what prompted you guys, Brent, to kind of look for a solution like this? What was going on at your credit union that you're like, hey, you know what, we might need to look in this direction to kind of get things going here? So what kind of prompted you guys to look in this direction?
Well, probably the most driving force, and I'm sure it's playing out across the country in all financial institutions, has just been the digital disruption that we've gone through over the past several years. And we identified at a strategic planning session with our board of directors a couple of years ago that we really needed to enhance what we were doing as far as personalized digital content. You know, we've had a website and, you know, advertisements through online banking and things like that for years. Right. But to really focus on what data that we had available within our systems and then try to personalize some offers to our members became, you know, critically more important. And so we were looking for a business partner that could help us with that. ChannelNet raised their hand, actually came to us at just the right time. And we have found them to be extremely helpful in these endeavors.
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of ChannelNet, what attracted you guys to ChannelNet and what they could provide for you?
Well, there were a couple of important things. Again, timing was perfect. We had just come out of a strategic planning session knowing that we wanted to have this initiative. And here was a group that was saying, hey, we can deliver this. They were willing to come speak with us about what they had to offer. And it just matched up very well. But then taking it from just those first initial meetings, we just found ChannelNet to be incredibly responsive. They were not the kind of business partner that said, hey, this is what we offer, and you've got to format your data so that it matches what we do because we have to make it all uniform. They just made it so much easier for the credit union to provide information in the formats that we had it and take that and run with it. And it wasn't, take everything or leave it kind of deal. We were able to pick and select the different aspects of their offerings that were most suited for us and what we could actually deliver at the time.
Mm-hmm. And Paula, I mean, can we dig into the weeds just a little bit here on a couple of items that you guys did for Weoki that really really set the stage for success here in this? Because, I mean, obviously, you guys have been working together for a couple of years. So what can you provide us with a couple of details here that you guys helped them out with?
Well, what we really work hard at is creating engaging experiences using already available content and information. So we take the data that we get on a regular basis from Brent's crew. That gets digested into our secure area. It's a SaaS model, so there's no need to set up complex servers in-house or anything like that. Very secure. And then we establish business rules around the different data elements and what we want to display to which member when. So it's all about delivering the right message to the right member at the right time.
And how do you do that? How do you get that timing? How do you do that? Getting too geeky here.
Well, we use all sorts of factors. What products they have, what products they don't have, what services they have, what services they don't have, which is all in the data. We then factor in things like seasonality. Let's say someone's coming to the end of their vehicle loan. And so we want to reach out to them, you know, 3 months or 6 months before that loan ends to see would they like another vehicle and can we service them with a new vehicle. So we can provide pre-approved offers.
Oh, cool. Okay.
We also do things like if there's, let's say, Britt lives in a tornado alley. Let's say there's a huge storm and it affects some of the members. We can go in at a zip code level and actually reach out to those members and offer help. When we see in the data that there's a new member, we instantly welcome them. If they've reached a birthday or an anniversary, if there's a memorable event, in fact, Brent went through a major core conversion. And they were going to be, their systems were going to be down for, I think, a weekend at one point. And we wanted to be sure that all the members knew about it. And at the end of that conversion, they were going to have an event at a local theme park. And so we wanted to invite all the members to that. And that was very successful. So, so it's a combination of personalization, localization, timed factors, understanding life events, surveys. We do a net promoter score survey to understand, how was their onboarding experience. We feature people that can help with mortgage refinancing or any of those kinds of issues that people need help with. So it's not just about digital. It's also about connecting.
Right.
The person in need and matching them with someone at Weoki that can help them. And I think that's, Brent has been brilliant in establishing a team internally that deals with all the surveys and the leads and the things that we generate so they can bring those customers in and close that deal with the human assistance they need and want.
All right, let's get to the really good stuff here, the results. So what has come to fruition here since you guys started working? Because, I mean, obviously, the data really helps out with the timing of all this stuff. And Paul, you know that more than anybody else here, and Brent, too. So what have been some of the results? Either, Paul, do you want to provide some results, or Brent,
if you don't mind, Michael, I'll jump in first and
kind
of give more of a broad response.
Okay.
You know, we've really stepped up the level of sophistication with these communications, as opposed to doing just broadcast messages to the membership or, you know, a shotgun approach. We've been able to, again, be more specific with our members. Paula mentioned the onboarding process for new members briefly. I think we've really stepped our game up with regard to that. So when a new member joins the credit union, they receive monthly personalized emails that are educating them about the services they may already have, but also making sure that they are aware of other available products and services that they might potentially take advantage of. So again, that's been something that's really increased our level of sophistication. And then these personalized offers, you know, it's a big difference when you get a communication that has your name on it and it's not mentioning something that you already know you have. You know, it's mentioning something that we've identified that you could potentially save money if you would take a look at the offer. And so I think it's been a great enhancement over these last couple of years. And Paula, you might specifically talk about a particular offering.
Well, for example, we wanted to go out to all the members that didn't have car loans. And we wanted to offer them a car loan. And that was one of our monthly communications. And we worked closely with the WEOKE team, pulled in content and information that was relevant. And we got some excellent results. I think we had over 200 leads.
Wow.
That were funneled that month specifically for car loans back into the organization so Brent's team could follow up with those customers. And we were able to assign, or Brent was able to assign a value that he looks at, which is his incremental interest increase that he can get on a car loan. And when you multiply that over the number of leads, mm-hmm. and you can look at your close ratios, you can start to see the ROI of what this kind of program can bring to the table. And so that's been, I think, one of the most exciting things about working with Brent and his team is that they are being very responsive. And they are taking the information we generate, they're absorbing it internally, and they're reacting to it to help, again, ensure that those members know WEOKE cares.
Right.
WEOKE not only cares, but wants to help them. So we have all sorts of things that we're going to be talking with WEOKE about in the next several months as part of their planning for 2021. And we're just so excited. And now that we all have the experience together, it's been, we know each other. We understand, what works, what doesn't. They're very receptive to the advice we provide on a regular basis. And then allow us to go in and ramp up, in essence, the communications. So we drive more people mm-hmm. to the outcomes we desire.
Do we want to talk about ROI? Do you guys want to provide some ROI? Are there any numbers or any that type of results that you want to share as well? Because, it sounds like this, just based on what you said, Paula, about the 200 leads in 1 month for auto loans, holy smokes.
That's right.
Yeah, our ROI is estimated a little north of $120,000 annually on the specific program that Paula mentioned. So, that can add up very quickly over time.
Yeah.
And we just see this, again, as part of our overall strategy digitally to really cast a wide net. And when we're lucky enough to capture a member or a potential member in our web, we get after it to try to reel them in. And we use all of that technical data stuff to reach back out to them electronically through social media and other methods to really continue to engage with them until we can bring the business home.
Well, and ROI numbers aside and results aside, doesn't this type of service really add value to your credit union? Because from a member's perspective, it really gives them the thought that, my credit union really knows me. They're not soliciting, sales, that type of stuff, or offers, that I don't need. They're offering me stuff that I do need. And that really goes a long, long ways, right?
Well, you're hitting it on the head, Michael. It's just become table stakes at this point in time.
Yeah.
For an institution of WEOKE size. WEOKE is about $1.2 billion. And, with that level of resources available, you've just got to have that in your and your product offerings.
No doubt.
And, you know, we need to take the next step. There's much more that we can do. And as Paula mentioned, she and her team will be very helpful to us because, you know, it's one thing to deliver it, and you can try to deliver it internally, but you might have to hire a dozen people to make that happen. Well, then that ROI that we were talking about earlier gets diminished to the point that it's hardly worth it.
Right.
But when you can partner with a team that can help you with that and make it cost efficient, then you've really got a winner.
Yeah, that was the word I was thinking as well, was efficiency. Isn't this a much more efficient way to do things too?
Well, we believe it is. Yeah, we believe it's proven to be that way. Again, if you tried to strike out and do this all on your own and not take advantage of what these companies like ChannelNet have built, I think you'll really struggle. Plus, time to market is a critical factor.
Oh my gosh,
and, you know, we were able to put this thing together in a matter of, you know, just a couple of months. And if you try to build it on your own, you're looking at a lot longer time frame.
Yeah, there's a lot of trial and error involved and stuff like that. But folks like Paula, you guys already got it figured out. So to offer this to other folks out there, a huge time saver indeed. What goals did you want to achieve? I mean, it sounds like you guys have obviously achieved goals, but were there bigger goals in mind, or what did you, anything else to add here on the goal front?
No, you know, I'll just kind of full circle back to this was all a strategic effort to personalize our offerings in the digital world. And so we feel like we are checking that box with still more to come. We feel like we are fulfilling that at this point.
Good deal. And Paula, did you have anything else? It looks like you wanted to say something here too.
Well, the other thing is, you know, it's not just the offers. It's the contextual nature of what we're delivering. So, for example, if you think about someone raising their hand and saying they're interested in buying a home in the next year, okay, we now know that they're interested in a home. Can we invite them to events? Can we have someone meet with them and talk about it? Can we help them with calculations? Can we provide them with educational content that will help them? So it's not just about the offer, it's the contextual experience where we're pulling in all the different social media and other things that Weoki's doing into a contextual experience for that member. So it's not just like they want to sell me something, they want to help me. They care about me.
Right.
You know, I'm important to them.
Right.
And as we know, and Brent can tell you better than I, a member that has 2 products, 3 products, 4 products or services stays longer and is more profitable than one that only has 1 product and comes and goes.
Yep.
So it's increasing share of wallet. It's letting those members know you care.
Yep.
And that is, it's empathy is so hard in the digital world, right? And so these are the kinds of tools you need, and you need to be very, very strategic about when you hit people up with this and make sure it's going to be relevant to them, right? If it's not relevant, it's, what do they call it, spray and pray?
Yeah.
you know, some product manager runs into the marketing department and says, I need to increase deposits. And now there's a list pull and there's an email and there's a direct mail and blast, right? And there you have it, right? But that's a waste of money, time, and it turns off your members.
No doubt.
You know, why are you sending me an offer for a deposit account? I already have 2 with you, right? So those are the kinds of things that we need to be very cautious about.
It's called deepening that relationship for sure. Hey, Brent, do you have any lessons learned or any advice for other credit unions out there who may be on the same path as you guys?
I would just implore them to get after it. You know, again, I think it's just critically important for the future of the movement. You know, if we want credit unions to be viable in this new world, the digital world, you know, this is the kind of thing that we have to do. And as I've told you, we're not done yet. You know, our next big step is to be better at predictive analytics. We will have better modeling in place early part of 2021. And to know that we already have the digital delivery channel developed with ChannelNet, we're really now working on the input engine, so to speak. And we've already got the delivery channel methodology set up. So We'll be able to put this in place, I think, rather quickly. We'll be looking more at our transactional data and, again, being able to deliver things to the members that's very, very personalized to them.
Indeed. Again, adding value to what you guys already offer. And the level of sophistication here, too, is you guys have taken it to a whole nother level, for sure. So, and that really adds up as well. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you all get back to work unless you have any other further information, anything else to add here. I love doing stories like this, you know, the kind of the problem, solutions, results, and bam, it's really great to see things like this. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's good stuff. Anything else to add?
Thank you, and thank you, Brent. You guys at Weoki are fantastic clients and receptive and open, and it's just been a great relationship, and we're thrilled.
Good stuff.
Well, I just want to thank both of you. Paula, we're grateful for what you and your team do for the credit union. Michael, thanks for the opportunity today to share some of the information.
Oh, you're welcome. And I think I'm going to join your credit union, Brent, because every time you guys have a core conversion and you have a big party for your members, I'm all in on that.
No doubt. You're missing out, Michael. You're missing out.
Darn.
We'll get you in.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. That was a lot of fun.